right, welcome back. We are in Little Falls for our final duel of this quad. It'll be Piers and Little Falls. Pioneers have lost two close ones. 38-36 to Sartell, 38-31 to Annandale Maple Lake. Little Falls is 1-1, losing 39-29 to the Lightning, beating Sartell 39-36. Should be a good one. Highly anticipated match. It always is. Piers and Little Falls. We're getting started right after this.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Jacob Kipley. We like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school and because of the support of our community and businesses. The quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Caitlin Becker and Jake Andrews. As winter sports season are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities.
It's cold outside, so stop cabin fever from getting to you and sign up for Dish at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, get the two-year price lock with Dish and get 120 channels for just $49.99 a month for the first 2 years. Plus, when you sign up with us, let our professional installers do the work. And don't forget, we also carry the Dish Tailgater. This portable satellite is perfect so you can take your Dish with you out to the fish house. Call or visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack, and we'll get you hooked up with Dish.
Hey everybody, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our four stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
All right, here we go. It's Piers and Little Falls. It's already 12-0, a couple of forfeits at 106 and 113. So Trevor Redunds and Ross Bozer win by forfeit. Piers leads 12-0. We're wrestling now at 120. Brandon Funk and Cole Kern. Shot in by Kern. Funk, who received a forfeit win in against Annandale and lost against Sartell. So this is his second actual match of the night. As Piers and Little Falls square off. On their feet, they go towards the edge. And they separate, and Kern comes back to the middle, followed by Brandon Funk. Kern tried to get in on the legs of Funk. Brandon able to get away. Back on their feet, tied up, shoulder to shoulder. Now Kern in on a single, but Brandon's in on a headlock. They're going to give two. Funk's going to get two out of that. So Funk scores first here with about a minute to go. So the Pioneers get a 12-point cushion out of the shoot here in Little Falls tonight. Now Kern in on a possible reversal here, but Funk counters that, blocks it off. Kern had something going. 35 seconds left. Kern now in on a single, trying to lift Brandon up off the mat. Brandon keeping his feet on the mat, and they're out of bounds. No escape for Kern, so it's still a 2-0 lead for Brandon Funk over Cole Kern. Kern starts in the down position. Funk riding right hip side. Kern sits, extends the legs out. Stands, brought back down to the mat. Now Brandon riding, breaking him down. Right hip side, turns him off to his right side, trying to pull that wing over. 8 seconds left in the period for Funk and Kern. Doesn't quite have him turned enough. He got a one count. He's going to score. He got two count at the end. That's as close as you can come to scoring at the end. And Funk adds two critical points. 4-0 now over Cole Kern. And Brandon will go down here to start period two. Referee. Pioneers are now over on mat number one to my left here. The purple interior, black exterior, the Little Falls Shield logo in the middle. 4-0 lead for Brandon Funk. Just underway. Brandon trying to tripod his way up. Brought back down here. His elbow's being bounced off the mat here by Cole Kern. Kern has his legs in tight on the left leg of Brandon Funk. Brandon extends that left leg, now sitting, and Kern drives him forward. Kern's got that left shoulder if he turns that, but Brandon felt that coming and kind of pulled his right shoulder back to get his chest back to the mat. Now Funk's standing. Peel those hands out, Brandon. And they stop it for potentially dangerous as Funk and Kern got all tangled up. 4-0 lead for Brandon Funk. Brandon able to stand. He's got to peel those hands out, though, get the escape. We're in the second with under a minute to go. And there's the escape. 5-0 lead for Brandon Funk. Now Funk trying to get in on the leg of Kern. He's elevated up the left leg. He's up in the air. Get him down and get your two. Funk drives forward, whizzing out of that nicely as Kern, though. Kern throws hips over. Kern trying to secure two. Brandon still in on the leg, though. 20 seconds to go. Close to a stalemate here, I would think. And they're out of bounds with 14 seconds left. If tonight it wasn't enough wrestling for you, tomorrow morning at the school, 10:30, the Little Falls Youth Invite, our youth tournament gets underway. Come and watch Darren Gertz ride shotgun on crowd control. What I'm saying is be on your best behavior. End of the period, 5-0 for Funk. Pioneers receive a couple of forfeits to start. Redunds and Bozer pick up 16 points. Start of the third underway. Brandon starts down. Kern on his left hip. Trying to cradle on the far side here. Brandon has escaped once from underneath. Brandon got a takedown and then two near fall at the end of the period, then an escape in the second. Now we're underway in the third. Kern has yet to score on Funk. Rolling and Funk to his left hip, but Kern still digging underneath. Funk almost stood up, scrambling around over near Coach Toops and Coach Holland over there. Out of bounds. 1:18 left.
Winner by 10-4 decision. For the Sabres, Dylan Enriquez.
So Dylan Enriquez of Sartell goes 3-0 here tonight. He just won over Annandale Maple Lake. He beat Trevor Redund 7-6 in the first duel.
On mat number two, wrestling at 113 pounds for the Vikings.
Standing now is Brandon Funk. He's got Kern up off his feet on his back, and that's an automatic stoppage for Dangerous. 106 to go. Pioneers leading 12-0 over Little Falls. Brandon trying to get out from underneath here. Kern. Now Brandon stands, and Brandon almost out, and he's away. An escape. 6-0 now. So that takes the throw and near fall away. from tying up the match, a potential 5-point move for Kern. It's a 6-0 lead for Brandon Funk with only 30 seconds left. So that's a big escape for Brandon there to take it out of the 5-point move category. We'll see if Kern gambles here or if he will just avoid. Funk wants to go in on a shot here and get that major, that extra team point. Try and get a 2-point takedown and get his 8th point and turn it into a major. 10 seconds left. Funk gets 2 and 4 seconds left. And that turns it into a major. A couple of late scoring flourishes by Brandon Funk. And it's Pierce 16, Little Falls 0.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition. And their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Flyers give up another forfeit, this one to Jake Andries at 126, so it's now at 132. Pioneers now lead Little Falls 22-0. Tomberlin and Wilsek here take down Leo Wilsek. Frank Tomberlin going at it here for the Pioneers. Wilsek secures, almost got a trip, now he does, and it's 4-0. He'll cut Tomberlin loose. Actually, that's the second time he's done that, so it's 6-3 now. Shot in by Wilsek. Got two more, 8-3. Jumps off, 8-4 on the escape. 1 minute to go in the opening period here. Wilsek again in on the attack. 10-4, 10-5. Takedown escape, takedown escape. The strategy here for Leo Wilsek. Takedown, 12-5, 12-6. Leo Wilsek, 8-1 on the year coming into this quad tonight. Another takedown. He's going to stay on this time with under 30 seconds left and try and turn this for back points. He's up 14-6. Cradle rolled over. Tomberlin is in trouble. Wilsek with that patented Wilsek cradle. There it is, fall. Leo Wilsek makes it 22-6. Flyers are on the board here in our final duel of the night.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Riley Hoskins, Dakota Kern is our next match, and it's happening at 138 pounds. Pierce leads Little Falls 22-6.
On mat number two, under my pin, for the Lightning, Quinn Young.
Takedown there for Dakota Kern. We saw Cole Kern earlier. Now this is Dakota.
For the Lightning, Jack Clue.
Dakota Kern, 11-4 coming into tonight. Riley Hoskins, 3-6. Kern with a 2-0 lead, 35 seconds into the match here. Looks like he's going to go to that same cradle here, trying to work it. Blocking it with that left leg extension is Riley Hoskins. 108 to go. Here's the cradle. Here's the turn. Near fall points, and now Kern will try and cinch this up. Hoskins trying to bridge out of this, but that's pretty tight. Dakota Kern with a fall. First period. You think we got a meat raffle to go to or something. 22-12 already.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way, with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, we got a match. It's Brandon Tamala and Francis Hudek. And this is 152. Gabe Nagel wins by forfeit. So we're at 152 with the Flyers and Pioneers now. 22-18 our score. Tamala gets the takedown. Tamala and Hudek here. Brandon and Hudek back on their feet. Brandon's got to return him to the mat here. 112 to go. Hudek. Now Brandon drops down and got to the leg, trips down, and gets him back down. Good job by Tamala. Francis Hudek entered tonight 0-1, so not a real lot of varsity experience here for Coach Mike Hendrickson and the Little Falls Flyers. Tamala, we've seen Brandon have blood stoppages in each of his first two matches, so let's just pin him and not have to worry. Out of bounds, 50 seconds to go. Brandon dives in, double ankle, turns. And as soon as Hudek loses that ankle, Brandon will get his two as Brandon Tamala continues to work his way into better position here on Francis Hudek. Hudek, though, keeping onto that ankle, forcing a potential stalemate here. Good work by Hudek. Now Tamala throws the leg in, doesn't have the two yet. Now he does. 4-1. 10 seconds left in the period. And looks like that will ride out the period here for Brandon Tamala and Francis Hudek of Little Falls. 4-1 lead for Brandon. He defers choice to Hudek. Coach Hendrickson indicates he wants him to start down here. Tamala's going to give up the optional start to go on his feet. So it's 4-2 on the escape point. Shot in by Tamala, double. Driving forward, Hudek comes back up high and gets back on his feet. And they're out of bounds over there. Shot in by Hudek as he gets aggressive, and Tamala blocked that. Now Brandon trying to spin around behind, improve his position. If he gets a little more of an angle, he's going to hook that ankle and get two. Reaches around. Hudek still fighting it off, though. Minute 25. Tamala cranking it over, and Tamala now should have two there as he gets the leg in. 6-2, Tamala scoring. Tamala now over the back of Francis Hudek. Just riding here is Tamala. 50 to go. Hudek to his knees. Brandon breaking him down. Takes that base away again. 6-2 lead for Brandon Tamala. Now he's got him nearly stacked up. Tamala, oh, they waved it off. And Skip Toops over there said, oh, that was close. He kind of slaps the floor with his hand. Now he's still working on it. Tamala with 25 seconds left. Turns that again. He's got him stacked. Referee looking. He got a count out of it. He's going to get a couple of points out of this. 8-2 with 13 seconds to go. Couple of stacks there by Tamala. And Tamala now will be content to ride this one out. He's gone to work here and leads 8-2 over Francis Hudek. Little Falls finished fourth up in Brainerd. I think the Pioneers were fifth that day. Hudek riding now, early third. Hudek elevating the leg now as Brandon able to get to his feet. Brandon sags back down on those hips. Being driven back here by Francis Hudek. Now Tamala is going to turn this around, get two. Reversal for Tamala. He's up 10-2. Minute and a half to go. So a 10-2 lead. It's into a major category right now for Tamala. He looks to add. He's got a half Nelson in on the right side. Turns it. A good half Nelson in by Tamala with near fall points. Tamala will try and sit down on this, and there it is, a fall with 107. Third period fall for Tamala extends the lead, 28-18, Pioneers.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
All right, we got Reese Kapsner going against Simon Bryce. 2-0 lead on a Reese takedown here early. Kapsner and Bryce. Piers up by 10, 28-18 now. This is 160. Brandon Tamala with a pin in the third over Francis Hudek. They go out of bounds over there in front of Clint Poster on the far sideline, the Pioneer side. Black, purple singlets for Little Falls. Caution on Reese. Or no, Little Falls red in this one, aren't they? So that's on Bryce. Reese attacking. Driving him forward with that ankle and arm around the waist. And Bryce and Kapsner are out of bounds. Reese elevates the leg. Bryce return, and Reese with a big throw at the edge. Boy, the referee didn't even get down to take a look, and the Pioneer fans thought he should have had some near fall there. 2-0 Kapner, 48 seconds to go. Kapner with a first period takedown, working on Simon Bryce here. Has the right leg of Bryce secured. Now picks that ankle, pins it forward. He's trying to start that Turk, go up for that chin. Reese Kapner. 20 to go. Kapner now grabbing that ankle. Can he turn him here in the final seconds? Simon Bryce trying to score late. 4 seconds left. Reese will lead 2-0 after the period. Bryce to first choice, and Reese is going to go down. Reese will try and score from the bottom now. Bryce breaks him down. Reese extends the left arm, or has it extended for him by Bryce. Now Reese explodes out. Kapner takes a 3-0 lead on Simon Bryce. Shot in by Bryce. Elevating Reese. And Reese on a catches him in a throw. Reese on a reversal. Big throw by Reese Kapner from midair. So it's now 5-0 for Reese. Bryce up, and Reese will cut him loose. 5-1. In on the single is Simon Bryce again. Countering that, Kapner gets out of bounds. At the Paul Bunyan, these two met in the consolation round. Simon Bryce beat him in sudden victory, 5-3, with an overtime takedown on Reese. Kapsner's up 5-1 now with 20 seconds to go. Bryce shoots. Kapner over the back. Reese is going to come around. Reese gets two. 7-1. Kapsner. 10 seconds to go. So Kapsner will ride this period out. Reese putting together one of his better matches of the year. 7-1 lead over Simon Bryce. Reese will be riding. Bryce entered tonight's quad with a record of 14-2. Reese came into tonight 10-5. 20 seconds into the third, 7-1 lead for Reese Kapner over Simon Bryce. This is one where both coaching staffs would say it's a big one to get for our guys. You take one of the other team's big guns out. And we get a stalemate called as a referee stops it and will restart it. 7-1, Reese Kapner over Simon Bryce with a minute 27 remaining. Bryce is cut loose by Reese, 7-2. Both on their feet. Minute 10 left in the match. Referee stops it. And I think Riesman got a little poke in the eye. Referee wanted to make sure he was okay. He is. Bryce in on a single. Reese defending. Reese scrambles out of that. Boy, Reese is looking good tonight. That's a couple of real explosive moves as now, again, Bryce tried to go in deep and Reese blocks. There's a shot by Bryce. 45 seconds left. Kapsner, though, defending by grabbing that ankle. You see that now. We saw Matt Cummett do that so well down at XL in March. Guy would get in and Matt, you just reach back and grab the other guy's ankle and it forces a stalemate or that, a potentially dangerous move. 33 to go. Kapsner 7, Bryce 2. Pierce leading Little Falls 28-18. Bryce shoots. Reese almost catches him here. Bryce never got in deep on the legs of Reese Kapsner. We get a stalemate, 18 seconds left. Instructions from Skip Toops over on the side. 15 to go. Shot in by Bryce. Blocked again by Reese. Reese whizzing out of that. Kapsner with an impressive performance tonight. He'll give up two at the end. It's a 7-4 win. So Reese Kapsner avenges one of his early season losses in Brainerd at the Paul Bunyan with a nice 7-4 win over Simon Bryce. 31-18 Pioneers.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
170-pounders, Grant Litke against Jalen Jansen. Another good head-to-head here. Coming into tonight, Litke was 12-1. Jansen was 7-4. No action yet. Just underway. Pierce now up 31-18 on the Flyers. Cautiously hand fighting out there. In Brainerd, it was Little Falls entering Tony Winkleman at this weight class. So they did not meet in Brainerd. Litke and Jansen. And Jansen might have got poked in the eye a little bit. Or at least a little lip issue. And they're back to action. 40 seconds left. You know why Grant Litke didn't wrestle at 170 in Brainerd? Because he won 182. He was the champion at Paul Bunyan. Nineteen seconds left. Scoreless first. Litke defeated Nick Geiger of Bemidji in the finals up there in Brainerd. We saw Bemidji again over in Foley, and they were very good. They came out of Foley probably as impressive as anybody. They were kind of the odd man out in a Foley, Simley, St. Michael, Albertville, and oh, by the way, Bemidji's here as well. But Bemidji, they beat Foley. They lost, I think, by one to Simley. And I think they lost a close one to St. Michael as well. But they were in every match and won one of them over Foley. Well, I heard a lot of people say a lot of good things about the Bemidji Lumberjacks that night. how impressed they were. Here's Lickey driving in on Jansen. Jansen scrambles away, though, and Jansen's out for the escape, and he scores first. 1-0, Jalen Jansen with a minute 41 to go in the second period. Pioneers leading the Flyers 31-18. Jansen on the attack, trying to underhook throw, but they're out of bounds. Big bridge over there by the Annandale Maple Lake kid. But he's not going to last, I don't believe. Kid from Sartell has got that pretty tight. Lickey shoots. Jansen able to defend by blocking it shoulder to shoulder. Jansen down on his right knee, pushes him back. 1:15 to go in the second. Jansen with an escape here to lead 1-0 on Grant Littke. On their feet, battling here in the middle of the mat. Here's Littke trying for a throw. Gets in behind Jalen, trying to trip him down, but out of bounds. Stall called on Jansen. There's the fall for the Sartell wrestler. They're now leading Annandale Maple Lake 30-18. Dylan Gertis with the fall for the Sabres, up 30-18 on Annandale Maple Lake. Flyers 1-1 so far, Piers 0-2.
For the Sabres, Matt Lindstrom.
First time in a long time, Pioneers aren't going to walk out of this gym with three wins. But we'll take one. Here's Lickey again. He gets two. Takedown at the edge. Rolling out of bounds. 2-1 Lickey now. He's been the aggressor so far. And that time he kept the toes inside the circle as Jansen hit the mat. 21 seconds left. Lickey and Jansen. Jansen turns up, out, escape, 2-2. 2-2 now between Lickey and Jansen. And they walk out of bounds. And that's a stall on... That's a stall on Jansen. Jansen was pushing him out of bounds. Lickey was the first guy out. 3-2, Lickey grabs the lead on that stall point. Oh, well. 2 minutes of wrestling to decide this one, maybe. We've not had an overtime tonight. Jansen. Skip Toops is over there. He's asking the same thing the Pioneer fans are wondering. How could my guy get dinged for stalling when he was pushing the guy backwards? But the call is what it is. Jansen will start riding here. And he goes right in, breaking him down. Jansen now trailing 3-2. Gave up a takedown and a penalty on a stall call. 30-24 now. Sartell leads Annandale. Jansen trying to pull that right shoulder of Grant Littke over. And referee stops it on a stalemate call with a minute 29 remaining in the third. Jansen feints down. Littke takes a swipe at the knee. Got not really in. Now Jansen front headlock. Jansen snaps in. Takedown. 4-3 lead for Jalen Jansen. So Jansen back in front. Lickey drives in on the leg. And Jansen will cut him loose. 4-4 with under a minute to go. An exciting finish here at 170 pounds between Jalen Jansen of Piers, Grant Littke of Little Falls. 31-18 Pioneers with the lead.
Come on!
So Littke with a 5-4 lead. Jalen needs a takedown in the final 38 here. Shot in, blocked by Lickey. Jalen takes a quick look at the clock. And they go out of bounds, and there's a stall on Lickey with 30 seconds left. Coach Toops urging Jalen to press the action. Jalen drives forward. 22 seconds left. 19 to go. Jalen will try to throw out of this. And out of bounds with 13 seconds. One more flurry. Lickey leading 5-4 here. Jansen hooks him up. 10. Lickey twirls in behind. Lickey secures the takedown and will win the match. He'll ride this out, win 7-4. 31-21. Pioneers lead to 10.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Here we go with John Brisk against Tony Winkleman, 182 pounds. Winkleman gets a takedown. Brisk now switches, and John Brisk with a reverse. Brisk had a half in for a reversal for John Brisk. 4-2 lead now for Winkleman, but Brisk with a big turn and almost took him to his back. He still has a half in. John Brisk. Used as an alternate here tonight after wrestling some JV action earlier. He'll go at 182 against Tony Winkleman. So a lot of activity in the first minute 15 here. Brisk riding on the left hip side now. Now Winkleman standing. Winkleman almost out. Brisk turns him back over. Brisk gets back in control. Brisk almost turned him again. John Brisk for the Pioneers. Tony Winkleman for Little Falls. And the period's over. Good action. Both crowds enjoying it here. And John Brisk will choose down, I believe. John's down here. Brisk trying to stand here. He's got Winkleman kind of riding him. Both legs thrown in as Brisk now rolls through a turn. Good job by John. Brisk to his knees. Four two lead for Winkleman over Brisk. John again to a kneeling position here. Minute 15 to go in the second. John rolls through into a possible Granby. John coming around. Winkleman still, though, with control now. Winkleman tilts him back. He's got the right shoulder brisk now. Winkleman will try and turn this. Winkleman sagging down. He's getting a count. Tony Winkleman with near fall points. 45 seconds now. Brisk torquing his body over. Yeah, Buddy flips back over as Winkleman. 40 seconds left in the second. Winkleman with Brisk. 4-2 lead, but in reality it's 7-2 with three near fall points awaiting to be awarded. 22 seconds left. John Brisk trying to survive to get to a third. Rolling left and right. His right arm hooked up over his head by Winkleman with 10 seconds left. Referee is down looking. 5 to go. Brisk trying to stay off his back and get to the third. He does. 7-2, Tony Winkleman after two. Brisk battled that second period. They're going to go on their feet. Brisk and Winkleman on their feet for 2 minutes. Winkleman grabs behind John's head. John's got the left wrist of Winkleman in his hand. Minute 40 to go in the third. 7-2. Annandale, Maple Lake, and Sartell. 36-29. There's a big throw by Winkleman, but Brisk rolled through. He did get the takedown, but no near fall, so it's 9-2 Winkleman. Just don't give up that bonus point. 1:15 to go for John Brisk. Winkleman. John came into action tonight. Again, John's tilted over. Brisk 2-7. Brisk bridging up here with 55 seconds remaining. Winkleman chest to chest. Tony 7-7 for the Flyers, and there's the fall with 50 seconds left. Winkleman wins, and the Flyers are within four. Piers 31, Little Falls 27, headed to 195.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Carson Halls and Sam Nagel at 195.
Hi, I am Braden LeBlanc, and I'm Hunter Jacobson.
31-27 now the score. Twenty-five seconds into the match. No points yet between Nagel and Carson Halls. Nagel behind the head here. Both men right in the middle, right on the shield. These two both wrestled at 195 in Brainerd. Nagel won it. Hulls finished third at the Paul Bunyan. They did not meet. 55 to go. First period. Guys looking for any opening. Underhook. Here's Halls in on a throw try. Kind of a bear hug. Sags him forward. Scramble. And they're back on their feet and out of bounds. Good action there between Halls and Nagel. This is 195, so two to go after this for this quad. Pioneers and Flyers. Nagel pushing into Hulls. Hulls back in the middle now. Tying up again with 17 seconds left. Both men bent over. Hand fighting. Towel tapper races out. Nagel blocks a Hull shot attempt. 5 seconds to go, and it will be scoreless after one. 0-0 after 2 minutes of wrestling between Sam Nagel, Carson Hulls. Carson starts down. He's very explosive and quick underneath. He's already up on his feet and out for the point. 1-0. So Hull's on the board on the escape. I don't think Nagel was real serious about holding him down there as Carson. And Nagel now pushing into each other. Minute and a half to go in the second period. Carson reaches up, pulls that hand away from behind his neck. A minute 15 to go. 1-0 Hulls. About midway through period two, or halfway through a three-period match. Quick spin there, nothing happens. Annandale Maple Lake is going to beat Sartell. They're up 41-30, headed to heavyweight. Here's Nagel. Nagel and Hull scrambling on the edge. Carson got away. No points. 40 seconds left. Good action there between Hulls and Nagel. Pierce 31, Little Falls 27. 25 seconds left. They tie up right in the middle once more. Trying for leverage, get low. Get in on your opponent, 13 seconds left. 1-0 Hulls. Final 5 seconds. Neither guy, I don't think, will take a shot here at this final late junction. As I say that, Nagel is awarded a takedown at the buzzer. 2-1 Nagel. He got two at the end, and now the referee's going to come over and ask if it happened after time had expired. The final is Annandale Maple Lake 41, Sartell 36. So the takedown stands. It's 2-1. Going to the third period. Nagel will start down.
Yeah, really. Or the other coach.
Hull's on the right side. It's a clean start. Elevates the leg. Nagel hopping on the left. Nagel able to replant that foot down on the mat, and he's going to get one. 3-1 Nagel. .145 left in the match. Hulls and Sam Nagel here. Luke Gertz on deck. Final 85 seconds remain. Hulls heels right on the circle on the outside. Snapped down by Nagel. Does he have two? He does, right in front of the Flyer bench, and they're out. And now Nagel has taken a 5-1 lead. Final from Memorial Athletic Center. Holdingford 61, Pierce 48 in boys' hoops tonight. Carson stand, and Nagel will release, and it's 5-2. Hulls within 3, 1 minute left. Luke Venske, Ryan Graves to come for the Flyers. Luke Gertz, Jacob Gottfeld for the Pioneers. Right now, Piers leading the duel by four. Hull's trailing 5-2 with 40 seconds left. Hull's can still throw and get a back point move here. Turn this one around, but looks up at the clock. Now he's going to drive forward here. Here comes that throw try. Hull's out of bounds with 22. They get a stall called on Nagel. Stepping out. 22 seconds left. Carson Hull's engaging with Nagel. Nagel defending. There's an underhook by Carson. Trying to sag him down. 10 seconds to go. Trying to trip. Nagel backing off. And now Hull's steps outside the circle. Hull shoots one last time, but it's going to be a win for Nagel, 5-2. And it's now 31-30, Pioneers with two matches to go.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
220 pounds wrestling for the Pioneers, Luke Gertz. Luke Gertz. And Luke Venske. Double your Lukes. 2-0. A quick takedown here for Gertz. Pioneers lead is down to one. He's got Venske in trouble. He's got Venske turned. Back points. Luke cranking it down. Luke has Venske on his back. And now Venske switches and gets two. Three near fall, two reversal, so it's 5-2 for Gertz. Is it me or is the ref a little slow to get into position there? Venske squirming back. Venske circling around to his right. Now Luke has been able to turn into the hips of Venske. Here's Luke driving in. Luke's going to reverse. I say Luke, I'm referring to Gertz. Both guys are named Luke. 7-2 lead for Luke Gertz. We're down to 35 seconds left in a pretty action-packed first 2 minutes. Gertz hasn't turned again. Gertz hasn't turned to the back. Gertz is going to pick up three near fall here. Venske, though, squirms and got two. So it should be 10-4. 14 seconds. A lot of action here between Gertz and Venske. And that's going to end the period here. 220-pound match. Gertz is going to go up. He wants to ride here on Venske and turn him. Boy, Luke has had Venske for a couple of three near fall points on his back, just hasn't been able to finish. Spinning Luke Venske. Breaks him down, Luke Gertz on the left hip side, bumping him forward. Luke Gertz with a 10-4 lead on Luke Venske. Gertz again with a headlock on. Luke Gertz with a headlock here. He's going to pick up more near fall points. Can he tighten it up with a minute and a half to go? Leaning back, Luke Gertz. Gertz trying to, oh, now Venske rolls through and get two back. Three near fall, two reversal. 13-6. A minute 15 to go in the third period. Luke coming back around. Luke's about to turn something around. Luke Gertz coming forward. Gertz would like to get this back into major category. It's now a 7-point lead. Under a minute. It's 31-30. Gertz with 47 seconds left. Broken down by Venske. Luke's right arms, right and left arm out extended in front of him. Venske picks the left ankle up. 32 seconds left. He's trying to cradle Gertz here. A far side cradle here for Venske. Gertz fighting it off though. Knee still planted on the mat. 20 to go. Gertz able to free out of the cradle. Gertz fought off the cradle. 13 seconds left.
Short time.
31-30 with 7 seconds left. Gertz will win the match. And the Pioneers will lead going to heavyweight. Well, the scoreboard wrong. That was only the second period. I should have known that. So it's not over. Scoreboard thinks that the match is over. The official score table says that's the end of the match.
How about 2 minutes? There we go. How much time is left up here?
Thirteen to six. Luke Gertz leading Luke Venske. Now we go to the third. Here's Luke Gertz quickly driving from the bottom, driving into Venske. He's into his hips now, facing him. And on his feet, Gertz is away for an escape. 14-6 for Luke Gertz, leading Luke Venske. Fireman's try by Venske couldn't get in. Now Gertz shoots in on a single he couldn't reach. Near the edge as they spin near the circle. Venske trying to pull Gertz back in. Gertz back on his feet. Venske on his feet. A minute 25 to go. Venske trying to spin in behind, get two. Gertz coming around. Gertz got two. Gertz wins that scramble. Gertz will turn it. Gertz is getting back points. Look, can he finish with a ball? There it is. Luke Gertz with a fall in the third. And it's 37-30. Gertz seals the deal.
The new year is here, and now's the perfect time to stop in and treat yourself with that new Verizon phone you wanted. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. When you buy your Verizon device from us, we make sure to take care of you from start to finish. We evaluate your plan to make sure it's the best for you. We make sure you get the phone you want, and we even transfer your data from your old phone to your new one. If you're ready for a new phone this year, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
To heavyweight we go. Jacob Gottwald against Ryan Graves. Pierce 37, Little Falls 30. Luke Gertz finishes it up with a third period fall, putting this one out of reach, barring a penalty point. So Graves and Gottwald to end the night. They're rolling up the other mats. All eyes on mat one. No points yet. We've wrestled just over a minute here. Pioneers go to Kimball on Thursday. Flyers are at Cambridge tomorrow. We've got girls basketball tomorrow afternoon from St. John's at 4. Boys lost to Holding Ford by 13 tonight, 61-48 at the MAC. 25 seconds left. No points between Graves and Gottwald. And here's Jacob Gottwald, two takedown. That's where Jacob does his best work, get them down on the mat. He's not in a position to turn that good half Nelson down yet, but he does get the two with under five to go. And that's the way the period ends. So Gottwald scores to make it 2-0 after 2 minutes. Graves will ride here. Gottwald down. And they are underway. So Sartell goes 1-2. Annandale Maple Lake goes 3-0. And, oh, Graves sticks Gottwald. He caught him in a cradle, and Jacob not happy. He got caught. Final score in the duel. Piers 37.
You don't want to give up a team point.
And Little Falls 36. I think Jacob's a little banged up over there. He's holding, like, his left jaw. He's not feeling good, but the Pioneers will escape out of Little Falls with a 1-point win over the Flyers. We'll wrap up the night next.
The new year is here, and now's the perfect time to stop in and treat yourself with that new Verizon phone you wanted. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. When you buy your Verizon device from us, we make sure to take care of you from start to finish. We evaluate your plan to make sure it's the best for you. We make sure you get the phone you want, and we even transfer your data from your old phone to your new one. If you're ready for a new phone this year, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers. Doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hey everybody, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our four stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers! Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Piers Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Piers Pioneers. Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall in Piers says good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the Upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers!
Hi, I'm Lila Bednar.
And I'm Ellie Casella.
We are fifth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers. Are you looking for a school that provides an excellent academic education where students move into high school as leaders? Holy Trinity Catholic School is that school. At Holy Trinity, your children will learn in a positive environment rich in faith formation. Small class sizes provide the structure for high levels of academic growth.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
A quick chat with head coach Skip Tooth before they get on the bus for the long ride east back to the school. Skip, you come to Little Falls for this back-to-back quad nights. Talk about that. First of all, a good gas tank check coming out of the break.
Yeah, you know, Anytime you're wrestling six matches on two different nights, three back-to-back, you know, you got to be ready to go. You know, but I think our training is at the point where we're in shape enough for that, and we're ready to push through it. You know, last night we came out strong, and tonight we came out a little flat, but picked it up at the end.
Overall impressions then, what stood out for you tonight that you really liked about your team?
You know, early on, especially in that Sartell match, we gave points up at end of periods.
Let's do this.
I gotta switch this.
Yep.
Okay, you know, we gave points up at the end of periods, and we gave points up at the end of matches. You know, and we let a few matches slip away. We got pinned late in matches where they fought off bonus points. And you know, Annandale was a tough matchup for us, you know, with some of the guys that we have out. And they're a tough team. You know, they came down to heavyweight. And you know, we came in Little Falls, and, you know, I brought the guys in the locker room. And you know, you have a little chat with them, and you got one of two choices. You know, you can either put your tail between your legs and go back to Piers 0-3, or you can figure it out and go out there and fight every match and every second, and that's what the guys did. You know, Little Falls is a tough team top to bottom, you know, and we wrestled them a little shorthanded, but every kid that stepped on the mat for us tonight fought every second they were out there. We wrestled Little Falls, and that's what I'm most proud of. You know, even guys that lost, even guys that got pinned, they fought every second they were out there, and we had a couple guys turn some matches around, and Luke Gertz come up with a huge stick to close it out.
Okay, we're after the holidays now. Does the training and the work in the room change now, knowing that, hey, we're a month away from tournaments?
Yeah, you know, our base was starting to be built, you know, big time in December. And we have a couple weeks here, 3-4 weeks, to really build that basic conditioning, really refine that stuff before you start peaking for postseason. And so it's ramped up. It will continue to ramp up, and we'll be in the best shape of our lives come February.
You mentioned Luke's big win at 220 to seal the deal, but I've seen all but last night's quad for you guys, and the one that stood out was Reese's performance against Simon Bryce. Bryce beat him in overtime up in Brainerd, and Reese really took it to him tonight.
Yeah, you know, Bryce is one heck of a wrestler, you know, and so is Reese. You know, I think the big thing with Reese was conditioning. Mm-hmm. Okay, early in the season, he's coming off football, and football and wrestling shape are different shape, you know, I think tonight he was able to push the pace, and he knew he could push the pace, and he could continue to score, and he could continue to be offensive. And you know what? He's got great hips, and he's got great strength, and he used that, and that was a huge flip in the duel.
Well, good luck. We'll see you down the road here as the Pioneers head into 2018 and building and getting healthy first, getting better second.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, Skip Toops, coach of the Pioneers. They go 1-2 here tonight, and they drop a close one with Sartell. That was a 38-36 setback. And they lost another close one, 38-31, to Annandale Maple Lake. And they beat Little Falls 37-36. So, boy, three duels that really could have gone either way, several ways, for both schools involved. Good duel tonight. The first round of action then was Sartell 38-36. At the same time, Annandale Maple Lake 39-29 over Little Falls. Second round, it was Annandale defeating Piers 38-31, while Little Falls edged Sartell 39-36. And then in the third duel, Piers 37, Little Falls 36, Annandale Maple Lake 41, Sartell 36. So no runaways at all here tonight. A very competitive quad hosted by Little Falls. Piers wrestlers back in action Thursday. They go to Kimball. Our next broadcast will come up, and that'll be tomorrow afternoon. We head to St. John's University. The Pioneer girls are in action. They take on a pretty good Melrose team, scheduled for a 4 o'clock tip-off. I believe there's a college game before that, so not set in stone that it will be at 4, but right around then, right here on your home for Pioneer Sports, you are their sports. Boys basketball team loses tonight at home to Holding Ford. That was a 61-48 score, and good luck tomorrow as well to the Piers Pizzazz dance team. They're back in action competing in Alexandria. Again, your final in the last duel, Piers 37, Little Falls 36. We'll see you tomorrow from Collegeville on You Are Their Sports.